Okay, I'm going to try to see whether I can make faith as personal and as real as possible. But you got to help me. Okay? Help me to help you. Okay? And I want to talk about creation today, but I need you to tell me what questions you have about faith in a God who can just create the whole world. I'm sure some of us would struggle with okay, how can I believe that? How can I believe that with all my heart? Okay, and what I'm going to do is that I'm going to ask you all to go into your little groups and then raise questions. If you have questions about evolution, about the Great Bang Theory, the Big Bang Theory, and so on. I think there's a show called The Big Bang Theory, right? Yeah, don't ask me anything about the show. I don't know anything about the show, except there's this man by the name of Sheldon or something like that, right? So you can ask any question. I will try to, as best as I can, to answer you. Or you have questions about faith, raise them up. Okay, and you can go into your little groups. So today, I'm not going to give you the question. You give me the question. You can ask any question about faith. And I want to try to make this as personal and as real as possible. I want to make this time together, the next 40 minutes, 50 minutes, something that maybe can help you really have faith in God and clear your doubts. When I was younger, I had a lot of doubts, I must tell you. But what I did was that I cleared every single one of them until I came to a point where there was no doubt. I don't mean the pop group, right? It's called No Doubt, yeah. Okay? You know there's a group called No Doubt? Okay, no need to go and listen to their songs and all. But there used to be a group called No Doubt. And it's a good name, No Doubt. Right? You don't have to have doubt. Because once we have the Word of God and we truly believe fully in the Word of God, you don't need to doubt anything. At all. But the reality of the matter is that you do. You do have doubts. And it's good for you to clear them. So the next 5 minutes, you raise the question. You tell your, you know, group supervisor or your core member or whoever you regard them as, your big brother or big sister, hello brother, hello sister, you know, and spend a moment talking earnestly. You know, we don't have much time. You know, Matthew's going back already and we'll miss his slang. Right, Matthew? Do you know? You're going to go back soon and we will miss you. When are you coming back again, Matthew?
July,
okay. Yeah, July, yes. And we'll miss you, but you'll be back soon. How long you'll be back?
Couple months.
Oh, okay. That's good. And we'll look forward to your return. But you know, let's not waste time. Let's not just come and, okay, another message. I don't want to give you another Bible study message. I've done that for the whole last 1 year. I'd rather you interact. I'd rather you tell me, what are your problems? Tell me. Tell me what it is. And I will try my very best to answer those questions. I don't promise a miracle, but I do promise that God, if you were to seek Him with all your heart, you will find Him. You will. But you got to put your heart into it. And I'm willing here, your group supervisors will, your brother, your bigger brother and your sisters will be there to help you, to guide you. So you can ask any question you want. Okay? But it has to be related to faith, creation if you want to, or any other thing with reference to what we've been dealing with. Okay, so the next 5 minutes, go ahead, talk to them for a while, and then we will come back. Okay? Okay, go ahead. You know, if you have struggles, if you have whatever, you know, just raise it up. I will, as best as I can, answer those things. CCA. Yeah, 2 more minutes. Okay, when it comes to faith, there is no stupid question. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, if you need to ask, ask. There is no stupid, no childish question. Every question is important because it's important to you. Ken? Thirty seconds. Ten, 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Okay. Who wants to begin first? Supervisors, co-members. Can you discern what's the most important question and then raise it up? Okay, Suen, your group.
Okay. How do I build a personal relationship with God?
Okay. Personal relationship.
Second question is, how can we be consistent?
Consistent in what?
In our faith, especially post camp, how do we keep that fire burning?
You can't. Okay. How to keep the fire burning? After camp, you can't sustain it. No matter how much you try, the only way is to keep coming to church, let the Word of God speak to your heart, and then keep trying. Will you fail after camp? Yes, you will. And you've experienced that. Okay? It's not going to be easy. But the most important thing is that we keep trying. Okay? We'll talk about. Okay, any next? Which group? What does it mean? Okay, substance. Ken? What else? Anything else? Lorraine? Okay. What happens to people?
Josh? Is there an answer to people who die suddenly and then they have no chance of finding out more about the Lord?
Okay. They're non-believers.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, any other questions? Your group? Josh, your group? Alistair? How you know faith is real? Okay. What else?
Three questions. Why is faith important to us?
Why is faith important? What else?
How can faith help us in our studies?
Faith help us in studies. What else?
How
faith to be stagnant. Okay. Okay. Wow, finally. One question I've been looking for. Okay, what else? Science. That's the main question. Okay, let's start with that question, okay? I will try to explain all the others as much as I can, but if not, then we'll keep to next week. Now, science doesn't explain everything. If you begin with science and you feel that science is everything, that's where you are wrong. Science doesn't explain everything. Okay? Science cannot tell you how big the universe is. Science cannot tell you that because science only guess how big the universe is. But there's no way of measuring the universe. It's infinite. You can't measure the universe. Right? So science is limited. Science can't explain the human body. There are many things about the human body that science cannot explain. Right? Why do you have ulcers? How many of you have ulcers? Of course, some of you you have ulcers. When do you have ulcers? You sure? When you are stressed. But what causes it? Durian. Okay? Actually, nobody knows. Till today, the doctor can tell you, I don't know. They don't know why ulcers come. or how to cure it. They don't know. Science doesn't explain cancer. Okay, till today, there's no cure for cancer. They can treat it, but there's no cure for it. So science cannot explain everything. So if you would ask me to use science to explain God, I wouldn't. Because God is far greater than science. Science doesn't explain God. You follow? If along the way, there are some things that science can go together with creation, yes, I would believe those things. Okay? But I will not look at science as the law, as everything. No, I will not. Because science is a man-made thing. And science is determined by whoever the professor or the person who is the specialist in a particular field. If he's a non-believer, you know what he does? He will gear the research that he is doing in a slanted way. Okay? He will gear all his research towards proving there is no God. Can you see that? Right? Some people say, you know, there's a scientist who say, you know, eating tomato ketchup is good. That's why I like this scientist. Because I love tomato ketchup. I'm serious. They say that eating tomato ketchup is good to prevent prostate cancer. Wow, you know what's prostate cancer? Prostate cancer is one of the number one killers for men. Wow, so that's why I eat so much tomato ketchup, because it's going to help me fight against prostate cancer. Is it true? I don't know. But then the research says yes. Right? Recently they say eating chocolate is good for the health. Right? There's been a study recently. NG, National Geographic, they say eating chocolate is good for the health. Drinking wine is very good for the health. Eating everything is also good for the health, depending on which company the person, you know, wanted the research to be done. So I don't begin with science. If you want to begin with science and you believe in science and you allow science to determine what you believe, you're going to end up believing in science. Can you see that? Science is limited. Science is man-made. There are many things that science cannot explain. You follow? Like, for example, the theory of evolution. Okay, how many of you believe in the theory or some form of theory of evolution? Anybody here? Why? Why don't you believe in the theory of evolution? What is the theory of evolution? That we came from monkeys. Huh? Who likes banana here? Audrey, you like banana? Okay only. Who loves banana? Aaron, do you like bananas? Okay. I mean, who loves bananas? Come on. Alina loves bananas. Yeah. Did we come from monkeys? Of course not. We didn't come from monkeys. What is the theory of evolution? It is natural selection, right? It's about improving. It's how things can evolve in a better way. Things improve all the time. But that's not true. Things deteriorate. The law of thermodynamics, third law of thermodynamics, tells us that things will deteriorate. Everything deteriorating. My body also deteriorating. Right? Wow, recently I had Ashley's birthday. And then this Shuhua showed all the pictures that I had with Ashley since she was a little girl until now. When I first held her, and that moved my heart when I saw that photo. And then another one, I was holding her. Then another one, walking in some, Sungai Godo somewhere, then my stomach was sticking out, and I look so old then. I mean, for us, the body is deteriorating, not improving at all. My back pain. And nowadays, I used to have 6'6" eyes. I can see anything, like the eyes of an eagle. I can spot a rat anywhere. Anything I can see in the sky, my eyes were really good. Now I try to look in the Bible. I can't even see the number. What number is this? I can't. So it goes against the idea of how things will always improve. And there's this thing called irreducible complexity. I give you something very cheap to think about. Irreducible complexity. In other words, there are some things that cannot evolve. For example, the eye. The eye cannot evolve. That means the eye is so complex, it cannot come about by evolution. Why? How many moving parts are there in your eye? One eye. How many? Sorry. Who studied biology here? Nobody. Okay, you study. How many moving parts are there in the one eye? You study the eye yet? Have. Okay. A lot. But you can't put that answer in your A-level question. How many moving parts are there in the eye? A lot. Right, how many? They didn't teach you. How many? Who studied biology? Eye. Do you know that the eye has 2 million moving parts? 2 million in one eye? Wow. Your optic fiber, how many nerve is in that optic fiber? How many? How many? One optic fiber, how many? Do you study biology? Yes? How many? One optic fiber. How many nerves are there? How many? Who studied biology there? Jeremy? One optic nerve. Yes, there's one, but how many inside? 1 million. 1 million. I asked Uncle Kim, Dr. Kim Teck. I asked him, what is the most fascinating about the eye? He says the optic nerve. He says, it's so amazing. 1 million. Amazing. How to count 1 million? You look at your eye. That's called irreducible complexity. That means it could not. What other parts of the body? The ear. The eye. The nose. Because of how complex it is, it cannot come from evolution. Okay, am I answering your question? Who raised the question? Am I answering the question? Okay, I mean, when you go over there, they will test you. A lot of them, they're non-believers, right? The professors and so on. And they will push their point. Evolution, they will push their point about the Big Bang Theory and so on. But we don't. We don't need to move on this idea. Right? For us, science does not explain everything. For me, faith in a creator explains everything. Okay? How can I have a personal relationship with God. Number one, you got to have knowledge. Is your God a God of creation? Say, okay, I want to believe in the Lord Jesus, but do I have faith in the Lord Jesus who is the agency by which the whole world was created? Okay, so in creation, I see God as the architect. Okay, he's the AA. He's the architect. He is the one who number one architect, right? The Lord Jesus, he is the agency. Okay? Number one agency by which the world is created. Do I believe that? Yes. You see, my personal relationship is not, okay, relationship alone. It's not. It is not in a vacuum. It is not just one fixed idea. It is a plethora. It is a many dimensions about who this person is. Don't fix the Lord Jesus. Don't limit God. Don't limit the Lord Jesus to dying just on the cross. It rhymes, huh? No, never mind. I should write a poem about it. Now I try to remember, what is it? What did I say? Don't, okay, never mind. Huh? There's so much more that we can understand about the Lord Jesus. Right? There's so much more that we can understand about who the Lord Jesus is, who God is. But you see, you got to be interested. You want to know more. You want to discover more. And the more you discover, you know what? There comes something that connects. You see, faith is a complex thing. Okay, faith... I'll start another... You see, to me, faith is complex. Faith is not straightforward. Faith is something that is complex, it is profound, and there's so much that we can understand about it. God is complex. God is profound. God has many dimensions. The Lord Jesus as well. But you see, it's for us to discover, right? I've known Suen since she was so young. Right, when she was very... When did you start coming? Primary 3, right? How long we've known each other? Lost count? How old are you? 27. Okay, so I've known you almost 25 years. When? Oh, sorry, 20. When did you come again? Oh, okay. I counted 3s. Yeah. Okay, yes. So I didn't sound correct. Okay. Yeah, almost 20 years. Almost 20 years. Am I a complex person? Yeah, you don't know. Right? But there are some things I allow you to know. So what do you know about me? A noble man. Okay? What else? Okay. Sure. Try to be funny. Don't be funny. Don't try to be funny. Okay. I try to because I try very hard. I know I fail at it. But never mind. It's okay. I will still try. Right? Sometimes I get through. Sometimes I don't. But you know what? The relationship that I had with you is special. Right? I know you. I've known you all your life. I mean, I can say that actually I know you better than you know yourself. Because it's a relationship that we have developed for many years. And she'll come to me whenever she needs some guidance, some help. I'm there for her. I'm like a father to her. And we talk, we relate. There is a depth of relationship. Can you see that? Same thing with God. All the Lord Jesus. You see, faith begins with, yes, it is complex, but there is a connection. You see, it's a relationship. There is some connection. I'm connected to her. She's connected to me. In a very wonderful, pure relationship. You see, I cannot tell you where to start in terms of the relationship. It's what you are connected to God with. What connects you to God? What is it that you feel when something is spoken of, something that challenges you, that something that inspires or touches you? You see, begin with where you are connected to God, wherever it is. Do you follow? Wherever. Whatever. You see, God will meet you where you are, but you have to find that connection with God. All of us are different. Some of us, we're all very cerebral. It's all about the mind. Some of the guys, okay, we begin with the mind to try to logically understand. Girls is a hard thing. It's when I move, when I'm challenged, when the heart is touched. Right? It begins there. Whatever helps you to feel connected to God. If there is no connection, then you got to ask yourself, is there really faith at all? Right? There must be. How do you feel? Okay, Lorraine, what connects you to God? Yeah, but how do you know? How do you know that this is God's grace? How do you know it's not, okay, wow, Lorraine's power. Every day you get up, wow, this is my power. This is, wow. I could take a bath, I drink some coffee, and I, okay, Lorraine, you're all set. Look and say, Lorraine, are you ready for the day? How do you know it's not Lorraine power? You can't do it by yourself. You know, you recognize this is God's grace and strength. Right? At youth conference, Pastor defined for us what faith is. Can anybody remember what he defined faith as? Yes. Where it seems impossible, it is made possible. It is something that is beyond you. You know this is from God. Can you see that? Right? And so it comes about by faith. By faith, I comprehend. Okay, let's turn. What is the substance of faith? Substance, last week I explained, the substance is the, you know, if there's the very special word that connects us to who Christ is. The substance is actually of who Christ is. What Christ has done, what Christ is, and what Christ has taught. It's basically everything that is of Christ. That's the substance. Substance that we can hold on to, that we can believe in. Right? And it's by faith. It's by faith. Okay, let's turn to Hebrews now. Hebrews 11, we read. By faith, we understand that these worlds were framed by the word of God so that the things which are not seen were not made of things which are visible. Wow. Huh? Can I believe? Can I believe with all my heart what the scripture says? Yes. Can I believe with what the faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence. The word evidence has the idea of conviction. This is my conviction. Okay? So let me give you another two C's to think about. So it's complex, there's connection, there's comprehension, and there's conviction. I can comprehend. And then with comprehension, there comes conviction. You see, conviction of substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The conviction of things not seen. I didn't see the creation of the world. I didn't see God create the mountains, the sea, the planets. But I can comprehend. You see, faith affects our mind. Faith causes us to think. Faith causes us to change our attitude. Faith affects our mind. The word understand in Greek is the word mind. The mind that thinks. You follow? And because I think in a certain way, I can learn and see what God is. Okay, can faith be real? Yes. Okay, for example, let me share. Is faith real to me? It is. Why is faith real to me? Because I have, you see, faith is like a muscle. I mean, forgive the expression. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. The more real it is, the more you apply it, the more you say, okay, I want to believe. I want to take this step of faith. Faith is like a journey. But the journey of a 1,000 miles begins with a first step. Right? The moment you take a step of faith, one step at a time, one step, you find that the more you take that step of faith, the journey of discovering God, of having a stronger faith, will come. So why am I a pastor today? How did I come to this stage being a pastor? Because I started taking steps of faith when I was your age. Can I settle? Okay, first, creation. Can I settle that? I have a God who created the world. Yes, I took a step of faith. I believe. Next week, we will talk about worship. Can I worship God in the right way? Yes. That's another step of faith. Another step of faith. Can faith be real in my life as a student? Yes. First thing you got to do as a student. What's the first thing you got to do as a student? Every day. No. What's the first thing you must do as a student? Yes, wake up. You got to get up. You cannot say, You got to get up. What time do you got to get up? 5 o'clock, 5:30. Get up. Get up and go to school. You got to do that. You can do it with a grumpy face. You can do it with a complaining spirit. You can do it, the who you are as a person. When is the best time to know, okay, the real Audrey? When you get up in the morning. All right, Lorene, how you look That's the real person. Huh? What you are as a person. To me, the best telltale is how you get up in the morning. What kind of person you are. Are you a grumpy person? Don't disturb me, lah. You know, wah, kick table, kick chair, throw the alarm clock. Tell mommy, don't disturb me. Come on, get up. What? That's you. That's the real person. How to exercise faith? Get up. Before your mom switch on the light in your room, you are up. The bed is made. Everything. You are in your uniform. Good morning, mom. Then your mom faints. What happened? Are you okay? Are you sick? Huh? Shock your mom. Tomorrow when you come for Sunday school, get up earlier. All ready to go. No need anybody. You know what? You know what time? I get up before my alarm rings. My alarm is just a safeguard. But you know what? The last 10 years, I don't need the alarm to wake me up. I'm already up before my alarm rings. I exercise faith. Number two, every day I must pray before I begin the day. If you have time, read. I will spend time memorizing the Word of God. I would spend time reading devotion that pastor would send out. I would spend time thinking, praying, gearing my whole heart and mind before I begin the day. Now, I know this is not easy. Some of you may not be able to, but at least, you must pray. In the car, don't go in. I've seen some people, they go in the car, and then their face next to the door, right, how many of you, Natalie, you do that? Huh? You know what's the best thing to do? Look out. Look at the sun rising. Do you all see that? Maybe by the time you all go to school, there's no sun rising. But look out and pray. Tell the Lord. If you really don't have time, you take the time. It's 20 minutes, half an hour. Sometimes you have to travel. Focus. Don't look at your phone. Throw away the phone. Put it in your bag. Leave it one side. Pray. Take the time. Focus. Use the time. I would pray. Sometimes, you know, I would take a bus, and sometimes the bus will be late. Okay, I take a bus. You know what time? My bus comes at 6:22. Exactly. I will leave my house at 6:15. 6:22, I'm there. I'll take 102, take one bus stop, stop. After one bus stop, right? And then take 62 to church. Sometimes the bus comes late. Sometimes I miss the bus. And then the bus, sometimes. If you take the 622 bus, you know who's on the bus? Who? I will pass PL. And who's on the bus? All the prefects. All the prefects. Wow, we tie. If I'm late, the next bunch, the normal students will be there. And, it'll be crowded. So I always want to go with the elite class, with the prefects. Huh? You know what? The next half an hour, I'm spending time with God. 6:15, whether I reach church or not, I'll start praying. And by the time I reach church, I'm all set for the day. Is God real to me early in the morning? Yes. Is God real to me throughout the day? Yes. When the work comes, when there's so much to do. Here is a God. Can God help me understand my work when I don't understand? Apply your faith. I will pray, Lord, help me. Why? Why does God want to teach us? Why? When it comes like physics, what's your worst subject? Maths. Okay? Why would God want to teach you? Huh? To help you count. Who created mathematics? No. God created mathematics. It's people discovering mathematics. God created all your subjects, including Chinese. It is men who just discover it, and it's God who's teaching it to you. Do you know actually every day God is teaching you? Do you know that, Audrey? You don't, right? But every day you discover, why is your school system, you know, one period, two periods about one subject, tomorrow another two periods, and why not whole day one subject? Why? Whole day just study maths, whole day Chinese, from this is the longest nightmare, from 8 o'clock all the way to 5 p.m. Chinese, after lunch, Chinese. Why not? Why? Because that's not how God created you to learn. God created you to learn a bit at a time. Do you know that? You didn't? Okay, let me explain this to you. Turn with me to Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28, we read. Verse 23. Give ear. Is it give ear? It looks like give eat. Okay, give ear and hear my voice. Listen and hear my speech. Look. Does the plowman keep plowing every day? Verse 9. Okay, let's go back to verse 9 first. Whom will he teach knowledge? Whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from the milk? Those just drawn from the priest? Thank you. Wow, now I can see. Those just drawn from the breast, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, here a little. Actually, that's how you learn, a bit at a time. One line at a time. Here is a precept. This is maths theory are you learning now? Integration, precept, integration, is it? Integration, right? Name me one formula from integration. Is there a formula? Right? Is there a formula for integration? Who's very good in maths? Matthew, are you good in maths? What's the formula? Do you know? Is there a formula? Okay, let me read. Application of integration. Definite integrals. Integrals. What is this? F, comma, x. Yeah, okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. Right? This precept. Here is a precept, line upon line, one line at a time, a little, there a little, here a little, sorry, a bit at a time. Look, this is how God will teach you. Here a little, there a little, with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to his people, okay? Precept upon precept. Now, verse 23. Give ear. Listen, does the plowman keep plowing all the day to sow? Does he keep turning? Okay? Hmm? Does he level his surface? Does he sow his black cumin and scatter the cumin? Plant the wheat in rows, the barley at appointed places. He instructs him in right judgment. His God teaches him. How did the first farmer learn to farm? Who taught the first farmer to farm? Who? God. God taught the first farmer to farm. Right? The black cumin, not trash. How do you know? The black cumin, the difference between a black cumin and a cumin. Well, a black cumin, you must not trash it. The black cumin, you got to beat it with a stick. The cumin with a rod. Huh? There's a difference. Okay? Okay, bread flour must be ground, therefore he does not trash it forever. Break it with his cut wheel. Eh? How did he know that? Where did that come from? You know what? It was God who taught. It was God who taught the first farmer to farm. It was God who taught the first baker to bake. And it is God who has taught all these scientists, these mathematics people, to come up with formulas. Actually, all that you are learning is all from God. Did you all know that? Everything. It's all from God. So every day when you learn and you understand it, it is God teaching you. Sure, God uses the teacher, but the teacher is only an instrument. It's God teaching you about life, about His mathematics. Because He is the one who created everything. Isn't that exciting? So tomorrow when you go to school, when you get up tomorrow, how are you going to get up tomorrow, Lorraine? Hey, tomorrow is Sunday. Yeah, come to church. How are you going to get up? Faith. You see, I want to make faith relevant to you. My faith in God causes me to get up, to be with Him. It's a personal relationship. Now, consistency will take years. It has taken me years to be consistent in my walk with God. It's not going to be a straightforward thing. So for the moment, for many of you, it's still going to be a yo-yo relationship. Some days are good, some days are bad. But don't despair. Don't give up. Can the consistency come? Yes. It depends on your relationship. It depends on whether you exercise faith and whether you take steps of faith. More steps of faith. By faith. By faith. By faith. By means of faith, I apply. Tomorrow when I worship, how are you going to worship? Tonight, are you going to sleep late? If you're going to sleep late because you are watching a movie, then tomorrow is going to affect your worship. Right? So tonight, I will sleep. I will sleep by 12. I'll get up by 5:30. 5. And you know what? I'm going to spend an hour with God. Then I'll come to church. That's my routine. And it starts again. Next week, pastor is going together with us. Student pastors for the Perth camp. It's a small camp. So Pastor Mark and I, we're going to start carry on with Bible study and prayer meeting here. Bible study, prayer meeting, PMC. The rest of the week, I'm free. No pastor, no student pastor. Yeah, I think still got the Burmese and Simon. But they're going to do their own thing. We'll probably spend a bit of time with them. But you know what? The whole week, I am free. But what am I going to do? Oh, lunchtime, I'll go bungee jumping. Evening time, go canoeing. Oh, every day, think, okay, wow, go and watch a movie. What movie is there now on? What show? Infinity War. Not yet. What show? What show? Any good show? Any good show? Ready Player One by Steven Spielberg. Lousy show. Forget it. Don't waste my time. Is it a good show?
Yes.
If you like it. How I know? I haven't seen it. Yeah, but what I'm going to do, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to exercise faith. I'm going to do my work ahead of time, weeks ahead of time. I'm going to try to spend a bit more time studying Greek. I'm going to spend a bit more time thinking through things, evaluating, praying. I'm going to use my time well. That's what I'm going to do. Why? Because God is real. Christ is real. I walk with Him every day. He's real. Is Christ real to you? Is God real to you? Huh? I learned to be dynamic. Not die. Dynamic, not die. No need to die. When it comes to your studies, every day, learn. Why? Because God is teaching you. Isn't that a wonderful perspective? Chinese. Yes. Where did the language come from? It came from God. Right? All languages come from God, right? Because it has the same system. Isn't it? Yes. See, I don't have to go to university to study to understand that. It has the same system. And it's amazing because they all come from different countries. And yet they all speak in the same way. Am I right? To simplify it, lah. Yes. Of course there are complexity and so on in language. But it's the same thing. You understand? Exercise faith. By faith. Understand. By faith. Live. By faith. Walk with God. By faith. Complex. Connect with God. Comprehension. Conviction. Let me give you one last one. Courage. Courage to live for Him. Courage to stand on your faith. Courage. You see, if I really have faith, then I will have the courage to stand up for God. I will have the courage to go forward. What is going forward in faith? It means here is a big amount of work. There's so much to do. I can crumble under it. I can run away from it. Or I will face it head on, one subject at a time, one lesson at a time, one piece of homework at a time, one whatever I have to go through at a time. And before the end of the day, I will finish some of the work. The mountain is now shorter. It was shorter than it was this morning. It was shorter now than it was this morning. You know, who climbed Mount Everest? What's his name? Sorry? Who was the man who conquered Mount Everest? Edmund Hillary and Tenzin the Shopa. Tenzin something. Okay, he's Shopa. His guide. Edmund Hillary. You know how many times he tried climbing Mount Everest? Many times. Fail. You know his famous saying? He told Mount Everest, you are a mountain, but you are getting smaller. I'm getting bigger. every time he tries, he finds a strength to climb up higher. When he went up, he didn't have oxygen. Okay? You know, by the time you reach a certain height, the air is so thin, you need oxygen to survive. When he went up, when he conquered Mount Everest, he didn't have oxygen. Wow. Edmund Hillary. Whatever is your mountain, conquer it. But don't do it alone. Do it by faith. A-levels, O-levels, promos, whatever. Conquer the year. Don't do it alone. Do it by faith. By the grace of God. Take steps of faith. Have the courage to do it. And you can conquer. You know, I was just reading this about this bird. This bird flies from Alaska. It's a small little bird. Maybe one of you can just check. I can't remember what's the name of the bird. But it flies from Alaska all the way to New Zealand. That's 5,000 km. Okay? And that bird does it without stopping. No, no, it's not. There's another name for it. The what? Bar-tail godwit. It's called a bar-tail godwit. And it flies from Alaska all the way down. It migrates. Okay? All the way down to New Zealand. It takes 8 weeks to do it. I think 8 days. No, not 8 weeks. 8 days to do it. And it doesn't stop. It flies all the way, non-stop, to New Zealand. Amazing. Wow. One small little bird. Hey, buddy, buddy. And yet, the inside the bird has the potential of flying so far. By the time it reaches New Zealand, it is emaciated, super thin, but it survives. 8 days of non-stop flying, 24 hours. Amazing. When I read that, I say, wow, what an amazing small little bird. 8 days non-stop flying. When it goes back, it will fly to the Yellow River, it will forage, and then it will fly back to Alaska. Amazing. Little birds can conquer 5,000 km. How about us? Can we overcome? Yes, by faith. Okay? Well, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to pray and thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we have this gift of faith. We have this privilege of knowing you and the Lord Jesus, and we can exercise faith in you, that we can overcome all the challenges of life, how you can be so real and special and precious each day and every day. And you will grant us that grace and that strength to overcome whatever we need to overcome. We thank you that you are the teacher of all things. You are the creator of all things. Help us each day humbly to learn from you through the teachers that we have. Help us to see beyond our teachers and to see you teaching, guiding day by day. And we pray, dear Father, that we can learn and to do well in all that we need to do. We just want to pray and commit each one who is preparing for their major exams, whether it's O-levels or their A-levels, or whatever exams they may have. We pray that you will enable them to do their very best for you. And we pray that they will grow in faith, because they seek to take steps of faith. We pray that by faith we can understand, comprehend all things. And we ask, dear Father, that you will bless us as we give this offering to you. May we give it from a heart of love and with faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's give our offering. I hope I have answered most of the questions. If not, then next week we can ask again. Okay?